You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Channel switched.
So here we are in the live stream. And I've got my old friend Tommy Dumper. It's the longest day. It's the 22nd of December, 2015.
I'm so glad
to be here with you, Tommy. How are you, mate?
Oh, all right, Rollo. I'm fine, thank you. It's the longest night. The longest night
longest
and the shortest
night.
Day. Yes. Yes, they did Lockerbie on the 21st, I think, the longest night. That was quite handy. Probably gave them the maximum cover of darkness. TWA flight, what was it? 800 or something. Yeah, the Lockerbie crash.
I remember that well. I remember that was actually when the...
maximum cover of darkness.
There was actual wreckage. Now, was that a PSYOP or what was going on with that, mate?
Yeah. Yeah. They made a big bang and then dug a big hole out of the ground and said a plane went in and then chucked the nose cone somewhere else in the countryside and it was a big one. Went on for years. Part of the Libyan propaganda.
That's years ago. What was that?
It's a big one. It's a US-British... thing, wasn't it? Because there was supposedly loads of Americans on it, a bunch of young American people. 89,
yeah, man. I'm so old, I think about how young and how I didn't know anything back then about style.
Oh my god, I used to be. I remember when someone first suggested 9/11 was an inside job to me, I was like.
Sure.
Nah.
Who suggested that to you? Alex Jones?
Some young lodger who lived in my house. He was the son of a military guy, actually. You know, a military officer. Right. But he was lodging in my house. He was a stoner, you know, long-haired lad, and he was wild-eyed, and he liked his weed. But he was into the computers and early internet. Well, I say early internet, geez. This wasn't early internet at all. This was in the noughties. But early streaming of videos and things. So... Google Video was coming, YouTube wasn't even about, and so he'd put me onto these YouTube, Google Video, and there, to be found, was Alex Jones, of course, you know. You had Loose Change, but also you had Alex Jones with his, various films, for us to find.
Jesus was a stoner. I mean, he had long hair and didn't have a job. But hold on. Have we just had an accident?
I think you've just had an accident referring to Jesus.
No, my wife is just crashing the party.
Hello, what's your name, if I may ask? Perhaps we're supposed to just hello, really. Hello to your wife, Rollo. She's incredibly...
Hello. Tommy's saying hello. She says hello back.
I think she's a wonder of womanhood, really.
You're a wonder of womanhood, he says.
Yeah, incredibly tolerant.
She says she's crazy.
Yeah, she must be. Yeah. Yeah, it's fine.
Well, I don't have a wife to put up with me. Come on, say hello. Just say a quick hello. She's a bit shy.
That's all right. You perhaps give her a couple of beers. That seems to work for you.
She likes a frothy ale from time to time.
Oh, so you did.
And so do I.
You went to New Zealand, did you not drink? Or can you just drink on the plane?
No, I mean, I'm old because over there they have lovely wine and Pinot Grigio. The Pinot Grigios are just fantastic. So I kind of didn't drink a lot of beer, but what else did we have over there? We had Kilkenny and some local beers. Yeah, we had a really good time over there. I don't think that's Fakeologist's topic, is it?
What, New Zealand holidays? No, probably not.
Drinking habits in New Zealand. When I spoke to Ab over there, that was fantastic because that Paris thing. Have you expressed your thoughts on what you think's going on with the parasail?
Well, on the night of when it happened, I was coincidentally on audio with Ab. I think you probably listened to that because you mentioned it in a later audio.
I did too. That's right. Sorry about that. Dale and his agitated nuts.
Yep. Well, it's a continued campaign of propaganda, isn't it? I mean, it's obvious. We had Hebdo back in January. And then this has just continued through now in Paris again. Interesting, Zemeckis is Back to the Future. Was it Robert Zemeckis, the producer of Back to the Future?
Yes, Robert Zemeckis, yeah.
With all that 9/11 foreshadowing that, and that classic scene when the car drives off with the stripes of flames down the road, making the 11 and the 9 on the street sign. It was supposed to be Back to the Future Day this year, wasn't it, in October? Did you know that? But it's predicted in the film.
Yeah, so I am. I'll tell you this, and I probably said it before, but I saw Back to the Future, the movie, on October 26, 1985, the day it was actually set.
The 21st, I believe. 21st of October 26. was that
26th.
Okay, well, I'll go 21st. But and it was the date that, and we might,
I know the 21st. I know what you're thinking of. 21st was the 2015.
Sorry, mate. So originally, what, it came out on the 26th of October?
Yeah, it was set when the DeLorean with the flux capacitor fluxing. Was October 26, 1985. But when it went forward, it was the 21st, 2015.
Right, yes. Yeah, so that was that. But actually the clock on the town clock was stuck on the 12th of December.
If you're going to go into, there are so many YouTube videos out there.
All right. I don't want to go boring on it, but it's just there. It's Paris, New York, the Twin Towers propaganda, because this guy, Philip Petit from the film The Walk, Zemeckis' film this year came out in October of this year. So October 2015, something did happen with Zemeckis. It was The Walk. And this guy, Philip Petit, was a Parisian. Yeah, and
I'll listen back to this audio. Is it a good film, The War?
Yeah, it's said to be a love affair between Paris and New York. And no, I didn't think it was that good, really. I went with my daughter. It didn't really hold me. It's all right. No, not really. There's a spinning globe reference in it. Before he heads off to the States, he sort of puts his hand on a spinning globe and spins it, and our screens are filled for a few seconds with that. And then, but it's obviously sort of Paris, New York, Twin Towers.
As a psychologist, we know that, I think Zemeckis has got to be one of these, fellas.
Oh, yeah, yeah, totally, yeah.
I don't mind. Sometimes... Let me think about what I'm saying here. When we know what we know, because we're older now, we watch television. I still yell at the TV, and I know you tell me to turn it off, but I still watch it, I still love it, so does Ab, and so do you, obviously. Or do you?
What, TV? TV.
Yes.
I love to watch things on TV. What is it? How does it go? Satellites gone up to the stars. I don't know. Yeah, I mean,
That sounds great. Keep going, man.
I'm trying to remember it. I can't remember it. Satellites gone up to the stars. Soon it'd be filled with parking cars. I can't fucking sing. I did 4 days of singing.
My voice is fine.
Yes.
That's coming through fine. Yeah, but, yeah, well, maybe we'll...
I watched it for a little while. I love to watch things on TV. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Satellite. Yeah, anyway, shut up, Tom. I do like that stuff. I like Hunky Dory. Hunky Dory I was listening to the other day. But David Bowie produced that album by Lou Reed, which is Transformer, I was thinking of. But David Bowie.
I love David Bowie to bits. There's nothing about that man. His crazy eyes. His dilated pupil and his crazy lyrics.
Well, listen to the lyrics.
Have you ever met
him? He's closer to the Golden Dawn, immersed in Crowley's uniform of imagery.
Oh, yeah.
You know, endeavor to the logic of Homo sapiens.
Have you ever met the guy?
I can't take my eyes off the great salvation of bullshit faith. You know, if I can't explain what you ought to know, you can tell me all about it in the next bar, though. And I'm sinking in the quicksand of my thoughts. All that stuff.
My mother said to get things done.
You better not.
He
was like 1969 Space Oddity. That was a big single for space promotion, wasn't it? And then his life on Mars and...
Yeah. I wonder what he's doing today. What is he doing right now?
Like satanic,
David?
That Aladdin saying lightning bolt through his face.
I wish he'd call in. David, call in now.
He used that fascist imagery of the lightning bolt that was used by the fascists as well in their propaganda.
Well, you know, I mean,
Mosley.
The fasci, I mean, every time I watch American bloody guys in Congress, and you see the two fasci, I mean, that says it all to me.
Fasci? I don't know.
Yeah. It's just like, it's like a whole bunch of faggots that are tied together with a sort of like an accent on it.
They're a funny old job. I mean, you look at them, and you look at someone like a prime minister, would you want that job? That bullshit job, that puppet frontman job. Yeah, you make a whole load of money doing it, but you got to work fucking hard for it, doing a load of crap with a load of suits.
What do you think? Do you think the Queen has ever worked a day in her life?
Yeah, I think she's fucking, excuse my French, but she's working quite hard as well. The royals have to do all sorts of stuff. You know what I mean? It's not so bad, my life. You know, they have to work at this power thing a bit.
I'm puppetry. Not sure. I think they're so detached. And we've got, but where do you go if we become a republic? I mean, what difference is it going to make?
The thing is, you know, the illusion of choice. You know, are we not going to go wherever they want us to go? We'll just aren't people that controllable and steerable? We'll just go where they want us to go. Yeah.
Well, you're not a Freemason. I said to Ab, you're not a Freemason. We're not in the club. So people can come to fakeologists.com and to the audio chat. We're not in the club. We're just regular guys. There's you. You're a... You're just
an
old mate who lives in... I've forgotten. Where do you live again?
I've no idea. Cambridge, England.
Douglas Adams.
Cambridge, England.
Cambridge, that's it, Cambridge.
Cambridge,
Adams,
England,
my
yes.
Favourite guy.
Seat of learning, the most famous, the most esteemed establishment of university in the world, perhaps.
Yes.
The Ivy, yes, it's very much a...
Oh, lovey, oh, yes.
Oh, yes, just down the road here. University town. Henry VIII did a lot of work on it, you know. It's quite an influential town. I mean, as I was saying to someone the other day, I've seen Stephen Hawking on his wheelchair going past down by the river. You know,
He died 20 years ago and he's been taxidermified.
I also know his daughter.
Bring him out.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Right, I know his daughter. I've hung out with his daughter, had coffee and stuff, and chatted, and
we, because he's got four kids, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Yep.
And, I mean, but what's his daughter like? Going on? But I mean, I'm saying you really could see him. I'm talking about when did I last see him? About 95 or something, 95, 96, and there he was. You know, so how has he kept alive? I mean, have they just kept him alive?
I have no idea what disease he has or whatever that's going on. But so what's his, do you want to talk about his daughter and what she's like?
Well, I mean, you might have an idea. Yeah, I mean, she's lovely. but she's sort of quite a bit flammy, a bit sort of well-to-do, but really nice with it. Lovely person, you know, but obviously
she'd be well off, and does she believe in all the bullshit that he spins?
She's cool, really, but you see, I didn't get into that with her. I couldn't get into it. We just had sort of general conversations, you know, we weren't allowed to go into that. So sort of protected sort of thing. It's almost quite,
she was doing a lot when we were talking
him,
before.
She was doing a lot of looking after for her dad. He needed that nursing, you know, so this was a sick body there in the bed that should, I mean, I believe he's still alive, and this was 4 years ago or something, you know.
Yeah, I was just making a vacuous, stupid joke.
No,
there.
No.
Look, I'm not a. There are people like Dawkins that I particularly don't like. But I love his wife, Lala Ward. You know what I mean?
Have you told him?
You know why I like her?
She's got a fantastic technique.
She's still acting. And doing work with Tom Baker, one of my favorite fellows of all. He's 83 years old and doing audios of Doctor Who. So I can't fault her at all. I can't stand him. He's an arrogant, total arrogant son of a bitch. I can't stand Richard Dawkins. And why anyone would want to be an atheist and be in his club? No fucking way. Thank you. But then again, I'm not religious at all. There's no way I'd want to be in, say, the Pope's Club or the Archbishop of Canterbury. No, fuck them. They're all fucked too. So I'm a non-theist.
Yeah. I guess, me too. None of those have organized religions or whatever, I suppose. But spirituality.
You've got spirituality, though, you were saying.
Yeah, I think so. What are the big questions of science, really? What's really going on? What's really happening about energy and about consciousness? What is the truth? And it's totally open for question. And, I feel like I've had... I don't know what to start talking about it, because it's a subject that always people just turn off and walk away. But when I always say that I felt I had a sign when someone died through birds. Now, it seems mad, but it seemed to me real, like a spiritual sign at a time when my head must have been, both my lobes are very open, you know, whatever. I was feeling emotional all the time. You know that feeling when they say that when sort of mafia men or serious convicts have confessed and what they've done and repented, if you sort of monitor their brain activity, the whole brain then becomes lit up, whereas normally when they're being nasty and sort of cold, only one part of it is, a very small part of it is lit up. But when they're emotional, they're crying and sort of repenting, whatever, then the whole brain will light up, all this activity going on. So people talk about using all our brain, so perhaps when you're really being truly open at that point, you're using all your brain. And then in comes you can see these sort of subliminal signs from nature. You can sense you can read them, sort of thing. And you could see we can see a whole different reality.
I mean, we've got to keep some part of ourselves to ourselves. But what you're saying there is quite, it makes you feel good. I don't even know if we're on the spinning globe or on this flat plane, but I'll leave that to others to debate. But while we're here, we should be good to one another, not try and screw one another over. I was watching, I don't know if you remember the film Aliens. And there's this wonderful quote that Sigourney Weaver, she says, I don't know which species is worse, the aliens that they're fighting, you don't see them trying to fuck each other over, just for a goddamn percentage. I don't know if you know what I mean.
Well, you look at human beings and human nature. We talk about sport earlier. If you've got a game, any sort of game, and when I played at a competitive level, the higher you go, the kind of more dirty you get, and you have to try and fight for every single little edge you can get. Otherwise, someone else will. You know what I mean?
And
you have to be a dirty fucker, you know, and you've got to...
You've got to be
tough as fuck. You've got to be the hardest, toughest winners. The winners, you know, in my experience, you have to use everything you possibly can get. And I think if the game wasn't fixed by the people that fix it now, it'll be fixed by someone else sometimes. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't have a game.
Yeah,
like
I mean,
that.
Is the game fixed? Is Hillary going to get it or is Trump going to get it?
Yeah. And if the people that weren't fixing the whole thing just finally said, right, that's it, we're going to put our hands up, you can have civilization back, people, you can have it, you can do whatever you want with it, you know, it would just be taken over somewhere else and some other people would be the winners, you know. Isn't that how it's got to be in a game like this?
I'm not sure about, I mean, I'm still not sure about life being about winners and losers, but, I know where you're going with that.
Yeah, I don't know, mate. This is just a pub conversation, you know.
A pub conversation. Well, I'm looking forward to you and, so you and Ab are going to be doing a weekly show, so that'll be a fantastic piece of work, whatever. What are you going to do? Just review the site?
It'll be a fantastic piece of work. Yes, we can see this looming on the horizon. This wonderful new show. I think it was just an idea to sort of get a bit of audio going each week, you know, give the people a bit of, yeah, it'd be something, perhaps to get other
people
talking.
It'll be Tim and Tom. The Tim and Tom Hour.
TNT. It's funny, my band is called TNT. It's Tom and Tim.
There you go.
It's another Tom and Tim duo. No, but we'll get Del or something on. I think it was just an excuse to sort of just have a regular...
I love that guy. Is it okay for a man to love another man?
I don't know how far you're going to go with it, but as far as I can see, yeah, completely, yeah.
I love the guy. He's awesome.
A profound experience I had in my life, which is not fakeology really at all, it's just real life, but he was gay, I think, and he was my best friend who I grew up from the age 5 with. We went right through growing up together, and he died at age 25. He effectively killed himself, drunk himself to death, but he could never come out, and I could never work it all out all these years later. I started my first band with him and everything, but that was really traumatic, that experience. But I loved him so much, but not sexually, you know.
What was his name?
Matthew Hobbs.
Matthew Hobbs. All right.
Hey.
A moment of silence for Matthew Hobbs. Oh, hold on.
Incoming, the Abster.
Good evening. Good morning and good afternoon. Good night. If I don't see you tomorrow.
Later. I'll just go on mute. You guys have a chat.
A bit of an echo on here.
That'll be me. I'm just going to see if I can hear my audio through my headphones, which I was struggling to do.
So you guys early in the morning or late in the evening, whatever way you want to describe it?
Yes, we're at... It's 12:38 in the afternoon. Just into the afternoon here in England, Cambridge, England.
Jolly good.
Where are you at there? Where you are? 5 hours behind.
7:30 in the morning. Heading out in the longest night of the year day. I think today is, or is it yesterday?
The shortest day, longest night was last night. I think Rolo and I mentioned that.
Yeah, the winter solstice. Somebody posted some building in Ireland there that celebrates the solstice. You have to enter a lottery to participate in some ceremony in this circular-looking building on a farm.
Oh, well, I saw that. They were claiming it proved flat Earth because it's got this solstice.
Okay.
The light comes in on the start of the new year, so to speak, and it lights up the room in this acre. An acre of ground, this circle covers thing. Yeah, it looked interesting, really interesting. Older than Stonehenge.
That's what that was. I didn't know what it was.
I don't know why that proves flat Earth, though.
Either.
Perhaps something to do with the angle of the sun.
I wish I was more interested in the technical parts of flat Earth. And you know, when people start arguing about gyroscopes and stuff, I can't get into it. But you see, I come from this position that that now we know humans are so easily deceived that I can see this happening. That's my angle. It's not very scientific. But echoing.
Is that through me? Sorry. No, all my settings are right at this end.
Does that make sense to everybody? My...
I fucking know, you got a new one.
You're okay now. Yep, it's all cool. You just went echoing there for a bit.
Is that acceptable or unacceptable that I'm not really getting into the whole aspect of flat Earth and gyroscopes? And
no,
I leave that
fine.
To those that are most interested in that.
Yes, the technical side of it, Tim. I was going to say... yeah, that looking across water and you did with your Nikon across there to Toronto.
I think he's. He kind of. There back. Here he is. He's back.
Yeah. So he's in and out.
I think he is in and out. It's almost like sex. Yeah. I think he's trying to have the flat Earth thing. I mean, he was discombobulated sometimes with those fellows. I thought the Morgyle is definitely there for comic relief, but yeah, you had your old mate Bob, who's your straight man when it comes to flat Earth discussion, and then Jaronism, who's the guy who does. Basically, all the work I imagine with the all the videos that he does. So
I
love them. I love them to bits. Certainly, his sense of humor when it comes to that drunken or whatever his name is, Buzzle.
Killed the gas bag Tyson.
That's the one. So I mean, only because I'm such a drunk too. I just love Aldrin to bits, but I. I don't like the fact that he lies, and that is a fact.
What a
lot
of pressure on those guys. I mean, what a thing to have happened to Armstrong and Aldrin and stuff. What
that
a pressure.
True.
What a weird thing to have gone through.
They think it's for a good cause. Because if you notice, when these guys are speaking in public, and they are really just motivational speakers in the end, and dream stealers, I call them, don't talk about anything really technical that happened in space. So they don't have any real technical points that anyone can question because they're just talking about broad strokes about feeling good and reaching for, quote-unquote, the stars and doing your best and stay in school. If you listen to their script, it's really just about positivity and towing the party line. They never get into anything technical. Because there is nothing technical happening because they're not up there. I call them just high-priced cheerleaders, dream stealers.
Dream stealers. Yep. Yeah, I like that.
Yep.
They don't steal dreams from me. They steal them from children. Because I don't want to go up there into the wild blue yonder. I like it right down here just fine. I like my feet on the ground. I got no aspirations to go anywhere higher than a rooftop. Children, they have great imaginations. And they should be wondering about where we are, the nature of the sky, what are those lights, where's the sun, what's it doing, what's the moon doing.
Exactly.
Those are things we can see. How do they work? How are they held in place? How do they keep such a great schedule? How does that happen? Is this is this divinity, or is it science, or is it neither? I don't know. They shouldn't know either. They should wonder. And dream stealing astronauts that are telling them how things work are the bad guys because they're telling them there's nothing to think about because we've already figured it out.
Well, Tom's still there. Tommy, didn't they send one of your lots just up the other day?
Yeah, we got a chat. Meek. He sent him up the other day. He's they sent the rocket.
I heard
out.
His name. I thought of Twin Peaks.
Yeah, that was an interesting series. Well, ISS, he's up to ISS. We had one guy up the other day, so we had a round of space propaganda for England, which was, we had our turn. You've had your Chris Hadfield. We've got our guy up there now, and it's all a bit pathetic.
You ever had a guy up there?
Yeah, he just went up the other day, Tim.
Oh, but have you ever had one before that?
No, I think it's our first one, pretty much.
Yeah. Now you have a space. You officially have a fake program or a space program.
Yeah, exactly. We had the round of propaganda. Oh, yeah. I haven't been watching too much television, so I missed a lot of it. But yes. Oh, yeah. It's just keeping on going, isn't it? I can't see that we're going to have a sort of revelation of a new age with a flat Earth with the UN map and all that. Do you know what I mean? This space program goes on, doesn't it? Onto Mars, it seems. They're just going to keep going with this lie. Do you think there's any chance of it ever being exposed?
Mars. You've got to be joking. I haven't even been to the moon. I'd like to be the first. I don't know if Australia's had an astronaut yet. I know we've had Chris Hadfield there, Ab. That's your effort. And we've got this Tim guy now, the UK guy. I'd like to be the Aussie.
Rolo in space.
I'll tell you what, it would be more entertaining, but technically no different. You know, if they just got you drunk one morning and stuck you up there, you know, that's all you need to know.
Could you send a message from space right now for us, Rolo? Tell us how it would go.
When they send me out there, they've got to take like plenty of slabs of beer and frothy beer and plenty of I don't know, good single malt. I would say Glenfiddich.
But could you send us a message from space right now? You're up there, like they do, doing off the cuff.
Oh, sorry, I misread that question.
Misread it.
Misheard it. Yeah. What do you want me to do, Ab?
Send you in space and say hi to the girls and boys of Australia, Oz, as it were.
Hi, girls! Hi, boys! Hey, girls! Have a good time!
All right. Go well.
What a good idea. That went well, didn't it? Yeah, well, it's about, to be honest with you, that's about as much sense as you get out of anyone that's gone up there anyway.
It's my new headset. Is it all working all right? Because my new dog chewed my old one up.
The old one was better. It had a better microphone. This one is very distant sounding and tinny.
Oh, is it? Oh, it's no good.
Not really, no.
Oh, bugger me.
Gentlemen,
I've got another one here. I'll plug the other one in. You guys chat away. I'll fix it up.
Yeah, sorry, Tim, for the other day. I've been just incredibly busy. All these gigs came up. We did say we were going to do it.
Oh, it's all right. Don't worry.
Yeah, I know. But I'm up for doing it. I want to do it. I mean, Thursday's 6. I'm going to be checking the audio chat. So I do intend to do that, as you said.
Today is Thursday. That's Christmas Eve, right?
Wow. I might have a Christmas Eve half hour, yeah. I think I'll be here.
I actually have an engagement.
Excellent. Well, that's all good. Well, happy Christmas to you anyway, mate. All the best to you. Have a really good holiday season if I don't speak to you sort of again.
I'm going to come. I'm going to do a show this Saturday, I think.
Christmas Day?
Saturday?
It's Christmas Day, isn't it?
That's Boxing Day.
Oh, yeah.
This is Friday, right?
Christmas Day is Friday. Yeah.
Boxing Day, I'm going to do a review of the blog.
Okay,
and we'll invite good callers like yourself to highlight some posts. So come on, come all. We'll do it on Skype.
Yeah, Boxing Day is a big day for me. I'm going to be with a lot of family somewhere. May not be able to get in and join you, but I shall certainly be listening out for it and try and do it if I can. Try and join you if I can. But in the meantime, I've got some company, Tim. So good to talk to you, mate.
All right.
And if you're still here when the company's left, I'll come back and talk to you and Rolo. But for the meantime, take care, everyone. See you later. Happy Christmas.
Bye-bye. See you, Tom.
Yeah.
You too. Bye. Yes. It was Tom Dalpra listening to the audio chat at audiochat.fakeologist.com, live at s3.fakeologist.com. On s2.fakeologist.com, what I'm doing is I'm putting all the audios that I've enjoyed, or most of the audios that I've enjoyed, and they're mostly going to be rips from YouTube, on there, and I'm going to be changing them up every week, try and endeavor to do that. Got a lot of audios. It's got a lot of audios on S2. That can be a stream that you can listen to and enjoy. Don't have time to go through all the YouTubes, which I certainly don't. But if you wanted to stream a radio station, not sure when streaming to cars come on North America, but there's been talk that this is thing, and I heard this on the Humble and Fred show, which is a podcast out of Toronto. Just Google Humble and Fred. They were mentioning, Fred was mentioning that if the cell phone companies would allow audio streaming or no charge, or is not to count towards your data plan, that would blow the whole thing wide open, and that would unleash influx of radio stations across the world, and that possibly come in 2016. That's why I've got the stations on there, because I still think that the streaming is a viable way of doing things, especially for commuters who aren't organized enough to set up their podcasts. They just want to tune into a live stream radio station, even if it's old stuff. So, I've got S1, S2, and S3.fakeologist.com. S1 is this show that hasn't been active lately, circulating. S2, all the stuff I'm listening to, and that's a mountain of stuff. Could hardly ever listen to a duplicate, I would think. S3 is the live stream, which I'm on now, will be quiet most of the time, but whenever someone's doing an audio chat, streaming live and recording, and then archive for the next day on my blog, fakeologist.com. So I'm trying to be a multimedia site, and we haven't had much activity lately. Audio chat, that's fine. Comes and it goes, like lunar waves. They come and they go.
I thought what was the show that you did with the three boys?
Like that?
It was excellent.
Yeah. Appreciate that.
And, I listened back to, oh my God, I'm getting attacked again. I've got the new mic. Does it sound better?
Yeah, Titch. Maybe a little bit.
Yeah, my puppy chewed the, my last one up. Oh, I've got another one ready to go here, but, yeah, obviously it's nothing like, your Howard Stern mic.
Like that? Did I come through well on that day?
You made
mention.
Beautiful. It was a wonderful show, and we
thank you, Rollo.
Well, I mean, Dell and I chatted for like 2 hours, and we didn't overly discuss what you the Bob and the Morgul and the Jaron spoke about. But
I listened to it. Well, I listened to the whole thing.
Fantastic show, and especially how you kept. Morgul, I think he was just saying, I know someone who knows someone who died. And if you don't keep people to that, then, like, where are you? I mean, at least you've got a... You hold to your thing. Nobody died that day. Yes, you spoke about how the towers were brought down because you play CDI videos on your channel. Yeah, pretty much once every 2 weeks or something when you see one come down. So that was excellent. And Bob, the electrical engineer, he's just fantastic too. I don't
like
know
Bob.
If yeah, how could you not? He just seems
we're
like,
talking about
like,
Globusters, guys. Anyone listening? We're talking about Globusters. I am a fan of that show. I'm a fan. Bob's a really cool, level-headed guy. He seems to have a lot of technical expertise. Enjoyable to listen to. Jaron does great videos, and Morgul is very passionate as well.
Yeah,
so misguided on 9/11.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, the misguided part is like the bit where they're trying to say, look at the VIXIM report. The VIXIM report corrected me. Yeah, when they Lower Manhattan, they cordoned it off, and then they brought those towers down. It was a it was a ritual or something that they had to do, whether they were hollow or anything. But no one got killed that day for sure.
Well, let's say it this way. I think I try to say it this way. Nobody that they showed as victims really pans out with a little bit of investigation. Well, the people they say died on their official memorial wall, there's very little evidence that these people are real, and there's more evidence that they're manufactured. If that's the case, if the majority, if not all of these people portrayed as real, look like they were manufactured with software of the day, then you make a conclusion that there's a good chance that nobody probably died, which more sense if you're trying to get people to go along with crazy RDPAR, hyper-realistic drills portrayed as real. Who is going to go along with a plan to murder 3,000 people? Who? I don't think people are cowards.
Yeah, good, well said.
I don't think one is going to sign up. If I tell you, Rollo, we're going to make it look real. Yeah, it's pretty. It's a pretty lousy thing to do. It's probably really immoral. It's probably on the line of being illegal, and maybe some of the student transactions and transactions based on a lie would be illegal. But I'm not sure about that. We're also not sure that the money actually is changed. I don't know. They're just stories. You know, people always go to these stories because they want to believe them as true that all this insurance money changed hands towards Larry Silverstein, who we know is just a front for his Jesuit masters. Who knows if the money changed hands? How could you tell? You never know. Story, though. It's like I don't believe the $2 trillion is missing. Come on. I can understand a few hundred or thousand or 100,000. $2.3 trillion? If there's $2.3 trillion missing, then that means no one is ever counting ever.
Yep.
No, that can't be possible.
All right. Just to move on back to your latest radio show with the three boys, I think Del was quite right. I think it would have been nice if Simon Shack and or Kaham would have rung into that show. I think it's actually pretty weak that they didn't. You gave it pretty like you said from the get go that this show was going to go ahead. And, you know, a discredit by association or Kaham being stuck with the Globe thing, it would have been nice if they would have come in.
Don't forget about Clouseau as well, huh? Clouseau is major.
Clouseau. So, you know, it's pretty weak that we didn't get those. So hopefully if they're listening now, I mean, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of anything.
I'd like Clouseau and Kaham to come on the audio chat as well.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear them talk about it. Together.
Right now, yeah.
Both of them seem very adamant in position. Their position is remarkably similar.
Yeah, I'm more and more thinking of a flat plane because where I was in New Zealand and where I saw the sun, and you said that you could see it that night on the 17th. It was on November. And it, like 2 hours later, I mean, it was, you saw how high in the sky it was.
Well, now the sun barely comes up. It's too bad today is rather cloudy, but we've had some nice days here in December. It's usually overcast all the whole month. So we never get to see the sun. But lately, we've had a couple of days where it's been clear, and it's fun to watch the sun barely come up. It's barely above 40 degrees now at 12 noon. So it's far away.
Again, I'm no expert on this thing. All I could do is just point a camera at it and show you where I was at that time. So, look, if you're massive into this sort of flat versus ball Earth, I mean, why not? I mean, it's better than people killing one another with passports and bombs and in France or whatever. I can't stand that sort of shit.
Who knows who's killing who?
Well, no one's killing anyone. We know it's all a hoax.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that in Syria, but from what I understand, I think Kaham did a pretty good job actually describing who ISIS is and how they go house to house in Syria and tell the people that won't leave to leave, otherwise they'll kill them like their neighbors killed. If the original killing wasn't real, the threat of them being killed usually is enough to motivate them. And maybe the odd bullet is fired at some of these people that won't leave their homes. I don't know. Most people are not willing to leave their home to go somewhere into a camp where they have no future and really no way of knowing what's going on. So I think most people would have to be forced out of their property. What about you? Do you think you would just leave willingly if I told you had to go to
Sydney? I think I'd say go fuck yourself.
And they have a gun in your head, and
fucking kill me then.
Well, that's probably what's happening in Syria in a lot of ways because I'm pretty sure they want to do a massive urban land clear, get everyone out, bomb it to smithereens, and then loan them the money, IMF to use with their companies to rebuild the country in fashion they want it built. Walmart and McDonald's on every block.
Oh, God. Look, I don't have a weapon in my house, but I certainly believe in – I always used to be anti-gun. I didn't think guns were good, but ever since I sort of woke up and understood that governments are paranoid and they're in on this psychological warfare against the very people, the terrorists are us. Us, normal human beings.
Yeah,
we're the terrorists, and I had an AK.
Terrorists are manufactured, and we're the enemy. There are no terrorists. I love I love how they, every time they do one of their drills, the last one in Lost Wages where they alleged a woman drove up on the sidewalk.
Oh, yeah.
Allegedly plowed.
Classic, that one.
Plus 8, which is 11. And they introduced the word terrorist broadcast. Well, it might, we don't think it's terrorism. Well, even if it was a true story, which there is almost no way it is, how can someone driving up a sidewalk be considered terrorism? So they're really very, very loose in their use of the word terrorist. Does it apply to somebody who shoots a gun at a squirrel? How wide a net is this ridiculous word used?
Yeah, I know where you're going with this. It's like, yeah, terrorists, like, yeah, it was a CNN, this for the people at home. I watched it.
CNN production.
I laughed my ass off. What goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas. But, yeah, apparently, yeah.
Man,
I've
never been to Vegas. And I posted Zach's video mainly because I subscribe to Zach, and he goes overboard with the numbers, but he's still pretty good with his numbers. Most of them I'm fine with.
Yeah,
man, when he was showing that CNN footage of all the colors and lights in Vegas, I've never been to Vegas, but wow, what a pretty picture. The colors.
Sure is.
Oh my, all the police cars, the fire trucks, the ambulance.
Yeah.
Billboards.
That was one of Zach's, better videos, actually. I really enjoyed that one. I thought
he's been saying nobody gets hurt. Have you heard that mantra? He started to say
of course.
Yeah, he hasn't been saying that too lately. Yeah, but he said it over and over, which I thought was good.
Yeah, but he kept the sort of crazy number theories out of it.
The numbers are still there.
It was bullshit.
Numbers are still there, though. You notice the numbers are there.
Yeah, I know the numbers are there, and that's fine. But
numbers are accurate.
Zach,
he's right.
Yeah, but when Zach and Russian vids are massive into the into like counting them up, and look, I don't question when I see numbers like 38 or 45. You just know it that they're taking the piss. Like, yeah, 9/11 was the classic. It was like the biggest, if you don't know, that 11 is the duality of man. It's like, where we are in, like, when we're happy or when we're angry, or it's like,
everything on man is in twos, right? We have two arms, two legs, two eyes.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well done.
That's where it comes from. That's where it comes from.
Yeah, the duality. Yes, yes.
That's where it comes from. And man and woman, the duality is everywhere in life. Woman, and then we have two of almost everything. Glad we don't have two buttholes. That would be a lot of...
And we don't have two buttholes, and we don't have two livers. So if
yeah,
I
you might want a backup.
A backup liver.
Backup liver. Always back up your liver.
Evil backwards.
Back up your hard drive too, boys and girls. Your audios, back up your videos. I always laugh at these guys with YouTube channels that say I lost all my videos. Yeah, I'm on a hard drive somewhere. You can re-upload them all. Holy moly!
Tell them.
God Almighty! Stop that. Memory is so cheap now. It's for the toilet paper. Get your damn videos up. There's no reason. No reason at all.
But it takes a lot of time to re-upload, though.
But you can. HD, yeah, but you start it up and walk away. Start it. Do it at night.
Yeah, good point.
You have to press one button and walk away. Leave the computer on.
I always do mine in HD, and it's funny though. Sometimes I don't know why YouTube sometimes doesn't give it to me in HD. The one with my dog, and they only put it in 480p. They didn't give it in 720. And like
really
I use the same
HD?
Goddamn phone. I don't know. Man.
Really want to see Rollo in HD?
Go again.
Really need to see Rollo in HD?
Probably not. Well, no.
It's interesting because Miles Mathis was doing the Elvis Presley thing. He said he had a hard time finding any pictures with any blemishes on Elvis's face, which indicates that Elvis and Aaron, since he thinks they're twins that were used the whole time, were always airbrushed infections you would never see. Because, of course, the average person has freckles or moles or little creases here and there. And he could not find any pictures with any of those things. Okay, they're all cleaned up, so it much more difficult to distinguish between Elvis and Aaron Presley, identical twins, which, of course, is the oldest deception trick in the book, having twins, real identical twins.
Just like Michael Jackson and that burn victim.
I don't know if Michael Jackson had a twin.
No, remember the burn victim? That your old mate, what was his name? Is he still on CNN?
Oh, right. Tom or John or...
Yeah, that's the one.
Yes.
That was a fucking... That was weird, wasn't it? I mean,
well,
that
it was very strange at the time, but now I think we have an idea of what they were doing. It's a form of mockery. I love how Russian Vids is always pointing out the mockery. These people are mocking you.
He's one of the best people on the internet, YouTube.
I love Russian Vids.
He's fearless, and he's actually good friends with PK22. And I'm actually sad that PK is actually he's kind of left us for a while because he got another second strike, and
this whole strike system is crazy.
It's like I always looked forward to PK's stuff, and now that he's not
PK's
doing
good.
It, I'm glad Russian Vids is still out there doing hard work. And who's the other guy? Yeah. E from the Truth Virus.
What do you think of the new discovery I made, Pockets of the Future, guy that is over in India and got flooded? Talks a lot of good stuff about the power structure and the powers that be. You should listen to him. He's very smart. Very well.
Yeah. What's his name again?
Go look up on YouTube. I've posted a couple of his videos on YouTube, but just go to YouTube and Google Pockets of the Future. The religious guy. All these. It's mostly religious guys that are talking clearly. I can just ignore the religious part for the most part because I'm not a religious person. But overall, the message is very clear that the deception. They speak well. Let's put it that way.
I'm pretty sure that there's something going on in the world that is when I spoke to you and who was it? Robin Fisher? Remember Robin?
Yeah, Robin. Yeah, he's been gone for a while.
But he
still does videos.
He's the sort of guy that is way too clever for my liking. Because I couldn't sort of catch up where he was. But the older and older I get, the more and more I think that guy was onto something.
Very religious person. Very strong adherent to the King James Version Bible. He probably knows it literally front to back.
But
came from an advertising
background.
You
can't take the Bible literally. It's impossible. I mean, I've read enough of the damn thing that it says if you're an idiot if you take it literally. Allegorically, yes. Maybe you can take some stuff. But Robin, I think, was another level above. I think he was in some areas that I couldn't get.
Well, he was in advertising for a long time, and then he just really got sick of the deception, because advertising is deception, fooling people into thinking they need something they really don't. Just couldn't stand it any longer, so he got out of it, and he just had to step back and stare at the Matrix and just hated it. He just hated everything.
Life. Don't worry, Ab. I had a lot of hate for the world too when the whole 9/11 thing broke for me. And like now, I don't like to hate people, but I really do hate Alex Jones. And
don't listen to him then.
Well, no, Donald Trump. That whole Alex and John Dvorak and that other guy that he's with.
Curry?
I hate them too. Because they're fucking liars.
Well, they lie by omission maybe in a lot of ways, right? They gloss over things that are probably worth delving into.
It's like the fucking Hoaxbusters. I'm not getting angry at you, Ab. But the Hoaxbusters, where they, when they go, oh yeah, man went to the moon, and they pick the weakest fucking arguments. How the fuck
do
you get a car to the moon? How the fuck do you get a car to the moon? It's the simplest question to ask.
Well, what is the official story?
Chris Kendall says, like that stupid bloody takeoff, how the bloody camera tilts up. Chris Kendall.
Who controls the pan of the camera?
Yes, exactly. Chris Kendall's done the most wonderful radio show. You haven't put it on your site, but it's about, it is about Donnie Trump and talking to Alex Jones. And it was done with your mate, who you talk to, afternoon commute guy.
Listen to that, yeah.
Yeah, listen to it. It's awesome. It's awesome. It's like the best radio show I've heard, because it is just I forgot his name. You speak to him on the afternoon commute. What I forgot his name.
I take 2 minutes out. I got to talk to my air guy here. I blew a tire yesterday.
All right, do you want me to play a tune or just be quiet?
Oh, hold on.
Nail the other one. It's history, man. Jesus.
Burke! It was Burke!
I say we grease this rat fuck son of a bitch right now.
It just doesn't make any goddamn sense.
He figured that he could get an alien back through quarantine if one of us was impregnated, whatever you call it. And then frozen for the trip home. Nobody would know about the embryos we were carrying, me and Newt.
But now, we don't know.
Yes, the only way he could do it is if he sabotaged certain freezers on the way home, namely yours. Then he could jettison the bodies and make up any story he liked.
Fuck! He's dead. You're dog meat, pal.
This is so nuts. I mean, listen to what you're saying. It's paranoid delusion. It's really sad. Pathetic.
You know, Burke, I don't know which species is worse. You don't see them fucking each other over for a goddamn percentage.
There we go. You don't know which species is worse. You don't see them fucking each other over for a goddamn percentage. I was just watching that film tonight. I think we've lost Ab, but that was a wonderful film. I think he works for NASA now, James Cameron, who directed that film, that and Terminator. So he's no angel. Anyway, I'll wait till for a little while, a few more drinks, and get a little bit more drunk, and see if I can make more sense if Ab comes back. He said he was coming back, so I won't play a tune.
Ha ha! Can you hear me?
He said he was
playing
back, so I'm not
going to,
I won't wait.
I can't even fucking hear me. Come here, wanker. Can you hear me, Roller?
Hey, Tommy, you're back. Tommy. Nope. I heard you there for a second.
I just heard that on a massive delay of about 3 seconds. Yeah, I am back.
You are back.
I am back for
massive
a minute.
Delay.
For a
moment, I don't have the problems this end. Hold on. I've got some things going on here that may be affecting the.
Have you got your audio on?
A piece of audio, and that kind of fucks things up. Okay. Are you out there? Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hey, 1, 2, 3, 4. No, I've lost you completely.
Well, there's a certain sort of genius in that bit of radio, I think, isn't there? If you're clever, you can understand it completely.
I'm not clever. I'm a dumb cunt. Wow. I'm a dumb cunt. Yeah. It must be massive lag. Yeah. I'm certainly not a genius.
Okay. Rolls. I think there's a massive delay, and I think, is it not because you've got your audio on?
Let's check. Let me check my settings here. Everything looks good here. All my settings look good here. I'm not drunk even. Hold on. I'll make it echo.
The radio is drunk, though. Something weird's going on, Rowe. This is ludicrous. I think it's probably best to get out of it. I was going to ask you a question about the MH17 victims from Perth. Are you there, Rolo? Are you there, mate? He's gone. I'll ask him another day. I really have got to go.
Back with the Rolo Meister. Rolo, how are you? 212. 212. 2212. 212.
Hello, Mike. There we go. How you doing, mate? Oh, Jesus Christ. I balls it up this end. 2212. There we go. We'll try again.
212.
All right. Okay. Ab.
Oh.
How you doing, man?
Good.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Everything just went pear-shaped here. Oblate spheroid shape.
You an oblate spheroid or yourself now? Is that how you're feeling?
I'm feeling good, but my computer just decided... I thought you took over it, and everything just went crazy there for a second. But you're back now, and I don't even know what the hell we were talking about.
I'm talking about this and that.
Yeah, I was going to play a Taylor Swift song.
Thank you for not. Yeah, Adele has a good point. No music, please, because it doesn't come over very well over the air.
All right, then.
It doesn't sound good without the cables that you haven't put in yet.
No, I haven't sound put good. In the cables yet.
Oh, no, it doesn't sound good.
I can still hear feedback coming through.
You want to?
I don't know what I've done. I've got this new mic because my puppy chewed up my old mic.
Yeah, did your puppy chew it, by the way?
She chewed the crap out of it. Yeah. It's a goner. Yeah. But the new one, you said, sounds tinny and doesn't sound good.
Sounds a little tinny, yeah, on that.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Well, actually, this one sounds pretty good. Is this another one?
Yeah, I replaced it. I've got...
one's okay. You're okay now. You're good.
I bought three of them.
Oh, yeah. No, you're okay
it
now.
Sounds better, doesn't
you're
it?
You're good. Yeah, you're good.
Okay.
Delicious, right, as we say. Yeah, you're good.
Delicious. Well, I don't want to repeat myself, but I do want to... congratulate you on your
interview with the
three boys. No, look.
You don't have to do that. Oh, good guy.
You don't want to love bomb.
Fan.
Do you go again?
Big fan of those guys. Doing good stuff.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Me
you really? Too. Do you think they're deceivers? Because I don't.
Nope. No. Their thoughts on the international fake station, which is they sent a new English guy out the other day, apparently from Kazakhstan.
Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks. So, Tim Peaks, yeah. And,
can you believe that? Can you believe that, Robert?
I can't believe it.
Is that his name or is that a stage name, do you think?
It's ridiculous.
Stage name?
It's NASA having a laugh. You said Merry Xmas, Rollo, when I couldn't believe it when they were saying Happy Holidays, those three, with their dacks hitched up and doing their little spin. And I told them, you know, in no uncertain terms to go and, you know, take it flying. Fuck
yes, you're very direct. You're very direct with those guys.
Yeah, well, I am. Because they're liars.
Don't mince words.
They're liars. They're hucksters. They're in on it. NASA is lies by omission. They won't let me post anymore on their and that's wrong, because if we're all paying taxes for those you know, they say they're for all humanity, why the hell am I not allowed to talk or say something that's controversial, which means that I say that everything is going on in that floating mic that they float around to just impress the kids, you know, and their little backflips that they do. Anyway,
Polo should always be allowed to talk.
Yeah, they can go fuck themselves. I think why do they take off in Kazakhstan now? Because people were videoing that bullshit that was going off when they took off from Johnson. You could actually see the rocket go up and down.
Yeah. There's some Russian.
They didn't like
pointed that out. Some beautiful arcs, huh?
Yeah, full arcs on arc. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah,
full arc right into the Wawa. Yeah, that's great.
It was actually funny, you know, the Saturn V. When you watch that again over and over, like they're going, hold on, there was so many people on the internet saying, should that fucking thing still be going up? It's like, it got to a point that they cut the cam. We have a lovely guy down here called Jaron. All right, I'll take that back. He's a guy that, you know that I have a love for radio, Ab. And there's a guy called...
Been on John Wells' shows yet?
I love the guy.
1-888. Still broadcasting?
That's John Laws. John Laws, you get that wrong. 1-300-564-652. You're listening to John Laws. 1-300-564-652.
He's still broadcasting?
Now. Yeah, he is. He's 84 years old or young.
Can you get a mention of Fakeologist on there?
Go again?
Get a mention for us on there? Are you going to get through?
He doesn't like me. He doesn't
get
like
through
me
anyway.
Because I say incorrect stuff.
Okay. Say.
I don't go along with any of the bullshit that the mainstream media force feeds us. So if I do ask questions about MH17 or MH370, he just doesn't want to know about it. What can I do? Little old me.
Can't
nothing.
Do anything. Hands are tied.
No. There you go.
On loss.
That's
yeah. Oh, by the way, I was listening a bit more of Fetter because he had a couple more 9/11 shows. He had, I believe, Oz named Alan Powell on, who was helping Fetzer see the light. And I figure, another Oz.
Fetzer, and who's this new guy, Powell? I don't know anything about him. Is he into holograms as well?
Oh, no. He was just showing how... showing the fakery behind Rebecca Roth, actually.
Right.
For Rebecca Roth, she says she's a stewardess that knows something about these planes.
Oh, yeah.
Came on the scene, and he helped expose her as some food person.
Right.
Another name that's hiding in plain sight on YouTube.
Okay. Well, Fetzer, you know, he's never recanted. He's always said it's holograms, planes hitting the towers, and it... There's no media fakery, and he's had a couple of people, you know that he's had a couple of people that have gone on his radio show and said it's complete media fakery, i.e. Sort of computer graphics hitting the pretend towers. But then, you know, as you well know, I mean, it's frustrating with Fetzer, him and Claire Coons and Don Fox and mini nukes and holograms. The man is a fat piece of lying crap. Same with bloody Alex Jones. Alex Jones is just a scumbag of the highest order. When he's there talking to Donnie Trump, he's still there, mate.
I'm still here.
Yeah, yeah. When he's there talking to Donald Trump, and he's saying, "Oh yeah, those Arabs that were dancing on the." It was bloody Israelis, wasn't it? Like, he just changes his fucking story. He's a disgrace to humanity. Alex Jones is the most disgraceful human being. Although I'm there are so many fucking liars out there now. I can't stand it. And I know that I have to yell at the TV. I yell at the radio. I'm never going to yell at you, Ab, because, you're a good guy. I mean, you look like, to me, a truth seeker. This mic really sucks. I think you're right. 2-2-1-2. This mic is no good. All right. Well, I don't know. Maybe you should play a tune. He doesn't want me to, but I will. I'll find a really cool tune to play on fakeologist.com. Say, fuck you, Alex Jones.
Microphone activated.
Yeah, well, I know that, I got a little bit cheeky with Simon Shack, but here we go. Here's a tune for the Jack. Come on, Rick Edge Taylor. Here we go.
On my wall, I got your autographed underpants in my drawer. I'm always singing to your CD in my stereo. You see me smiling, but I'm always in the front row. The day is coming and my heart's in a roller coaster. A hot new album and it's got a free promo poster. I'm freaking out and I just can't hide it. I love my brain and I'm so excited. I rush home to listen to your new sound. I put it on. It is all that I learned. You're nothing like you were before. And I can't believe that you went and changed. Oh no. I like your old stuff better than your new stuff. I like your old stuff better than your new stuff. I like your old stuff better than your new stuff. I like your old stuff better than your new stuff. They understood, now I feel so alone. Straight away, and I'm talking on the telephone. I call my friends, but I don't know what to say. Regurgitators do the record sound so passé. It's like a cross between Coach Chisel and the Prodigy. They're fucked now, and they sure know what they used to be. You love the fan, and I hope you lose more. So be prepared for a great big fall. It's gonna take no time at all for me. Get your songs up and out of my head. The music doesn't work me nothing at all. So quit this band and never come back again. And never come back again. I like your old stuff better than your new stuff. I like your old stuff better than your new stuff. I like your old stuff better than your new stuff. I like your old stuff better than your new stuff. I like your old stuff better than your new stuff. I like your old stuff better than your new stuff. I like your old stuff better than your new stuff. I like your old stuff better than your new stuff. I like your old stuff better than your new stuff. I like your old stuff better than your new stuff. I like your old stuff better than your new stuff. I like your old stuff better than your new stuff. I like your old stuff better than your new stuff. I like your old stuff better than your new stuff. I like your old stuff better than your new stuff. I like your old stuff better than your new stuff.
I hope Simon Shack can take a joke because, yep, I like your old stuff better than your new stuff. And that comes to the arrogant stuff where you're going against discredit by association. Those three guys, you should have called in. And same with Kayham, and same with a few others. I don't know why they didn't call in. Maybe they didn't get enough notice. If they've got a problem with Bob the Morgyle and Jaron talking about Flat Earth or questioning Flat Earth is all that that Ab is doing, and I'm absolutely 100% behind questioning. And if you're going to just close off, You can't question? Well, then you Neil deGrasse Tyson. That son of a bitch. Ah, oh, man. The funniest fucking thing. Let's play this. Microphone active.
We are about to take a journey from the dawn of time to the distant future. We'll explore worlds, galaxies, space and time. Hi, I am Neil deGrasse Tyson. I'm here to tell you how fucking rad.
Oh yeah, fucking, it's rad. Dave Blakely, download this. Watch it. Love it.
To make this journey, we will need to use our imagination, our mind's eye, and this J I just rolled. The distance to the edge of the observable universe is 13.8 billion light years. Doesn't that make you feel small? Like nothing even matters. The closest neighbor to the Milky Way is the expansive Andromeda Galaxy. Whoa, that is a pretty weird word. Andromeda. 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 We all were created from stars. Everything is star stuff. This pizza, this cheese, and this pepperoni is stars. We all. Oh, how is that made from star? I think that's basil. A generation ago, Carl Sagan took us on a cosmic journey unlike any other. Who could have thought someone so chill would want to hang out with me? Some dude.
Oh, damn it. And now I'm here to take you on the same journey to unlock the secrets of the universe.
Then he turned 26. You got people blogging through Rainbow in college just to learn what it is that Isaac Newton invented on a dare, practically. Isaac Newton, I mean, just look at, read his writings. I mean, the hair stands up on, I don't have hair there, but if I did, it would stand up on the back of my spooky. Read his writings. The man was connected to the universe in ways that I've never seen another human being connected. Not a human being, actually. He covers the laws of optics. Figures out that white light is composed of colors. That's kind of freaky right there. Take your color.
So he's talking about, the white light that goes into the pyramid. I mean, if anyone who's seen the front cover of The Dark Side of the Moon, you know that white light gets split up into all the different colors. But listen to this fucking moron. He doesn't even know Roy G. Biv. And anyone who knows anything when they were taught at school, Roy G. Biv, red, orange, yellow, G is green, blue, indigo, violet.
Colors of the rainbow.
Listen to this fucking moron.
That freaked out the artists of the day. How does that work? Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, violet gives you red, orange, yellow, green, blue, violet.
So there you go.
The laws of optics, he discovers the...
You can't even get red, orange, green, blue, indigo, violet. Roy G. Biv. This fucking moron, Neil deGrasse Head Tyson. He's a fucking, what is he? He's a, he's a bully. He's a science bully. And yet you can't have the flat earth argument with him because he is a fucking fascist.
The planets, why are they in the shape of an ellipse? The flattened circle. Why aren't.
Listen to the crap he goes on with you.
I don't know. I'll get back to you.
I'll get back to you.
Goes home.
Come a flat earth.
Couple months later,
moron.
Here's why. So it goes home. Actually, conic sections of a cone that you cut, and they said, "Well, how did you find this out? How did you determine this?" Well, I had to invent integral and differential calculus to determine this.
I did differential calculus. It was fucking hard work and trying to get my head around it.
So that's my man, Isaac.
Oh, yes. There we go. This is not going to work for radio. That's Steve Blakely. A wonderful video about Donnie Trump, DeGrasse Tyson, and Alex Jones. I might play the Alex Jones bit. The Alex Jones bit is absolutely hilarious. Oh, here we go. I'll just forward it if that's going to work.
Members of the EU Parliament. I make films, put them online for free. They can watch 40 times, like the Obama inception, a Nazi plan. It's 1994. Yeah,
I saw the signs, and it opened up my eyes.
That's not medical. That's not medical. That's not medical. What a. Hey, listen. Hey. Let me tell you a story.
Deadly black man shit. Nong.
That was delicious.
We put our hands up like the ceiling can hold us.
Ending on your nails, ears.
Rawr, get the bees. There's a bee eye.
We gotta get good people to stand up against these people.
Folks, we knew.
Last night, God just showed me so much, and Jesus showed me his cock. Here it is. Feel it. And I do not even feel worthy to be here bringing you this information. Come to Jesus. Feel the children.
I probably shouldn't even have done this right here. Because I have this disgusted cover for how I just hate black children.
It's my pleasure to introduce to you today, Donald Duck.
I am officially running for Fish God, and we are going to make our country bigger and better and bigger and bigger and bigger and America. I will be the judge. Obama is a bitch ass nigger. America. The United States.
They're all poor like Obama.
I'm Barack Obama.
Fuck Michelle Obama.
Trump.
Drop a drone on him.
Bigger, better, ever stronger. Bigger, better, ever stronger. America's dead. Thanks, Obama. Bigger, better, ever stronger.
It's bigger. It's better.
Nobody shuts me the fuck up.
It's too much.
America.
Hey, it's the guy from Boston again, and today I'm running for president, baby. Super
fucking highway.
Obama,
you're fired.
Bitch. Sadly, I am officially dead.
I thought I'd share some tips with you guys on how to go down on the female flag.
Ooh.
Because, you know, I'm not gay. Doing guys is the gayest sex ever. That's right. Look, I have had sex with 90% of the general public.
This is a guy called Nathan Oakley. I don't know much about him, but I don't know where Steve Blakely's going with this. I don't know whether I should play this. He seems like a cool guy to me. Let's play it out.
Oh, whatever. So, I know my shit. That's right. Having some girl going, ooh, you've got the sex-inspiring balls.
It is naughty.
That makes people feel comfortable. Okay, then you want something naughty. something up. Predictable. Okay, so now you shit all over your female. What is she doing? Well, I don't know, but she will eat that shit up. Mm. She's screaming, but then I shit again, because that way it's familiar to people. I've just given you a sack worth of gold.
Dress like her dad. It releases a hormone called monotonin. When you get into an elevator with a woman, press a higher number than her and then make a big deal about it.
Yeah, I don't know. Keep going.
Push her in a lake. Be one of the tallest guys in the bar and brag about how long your butt crack is. Sing a song that you supposedly heard on the radio and make fun of her for not knowing it. Use the word idiot. Never make her pancakes. Force her to make
pancakes. Well, let's, I hope Ab comes back soon. If he doesn't, I'll just, play out with the tune. Or should I just go to bed, like he always tells me to? Go to bed, Rolsey. There's no chance that, I would say, there's little to no chance that this will ever see. It's going out on the live stream. I can hear it in the other room. So let's play a tune. Yeah, so it doesn't look like Ab's coming back, and that's okay, because he's a great guy, and he maintains his site. I don't know exactly what was going on tonight. There was lag and all sorts of craziness going on, but if he cuts it all together, it should turn out right. But listen to this. Back to the Future was a discussion I had with Banazir and the Dusty Ash a couple of years ago, and they were great guys, and they were on this site, and I don't know why they don't get on with Ab anymore. And look, there's nothing to worry about. I mean, everything can be squared with. There's nothing that can't be fixed. But I love those two guys. I still love them to bits. I love Ab to bits. I love all the people, all the fakeologists to bits. This is a tune by a guy called Thomas F. Wilson. He played Biff Tannen in the movie the Back to the Future films. So enjoy.
When I'm flying in a plane or I'm on the street, there's a lot of famous people that I like to meet. They shake my hand and never ask my name, and they start asking questions that are always the same. Hey, what's Michael J. Fox like? He's nice. What's Michael J. Fox like? Nice guy. What's Michael J. Fox like? He's an alien. Stop asking me the question. I went to the bar mitzvah of my nephew Josh. Now I'm not Jewish, but I like to nosh. Put on my yarmulke, started to pray. When the rabbi leaned over and I heard him say, hey, was that real manure? No, it wasn't. Was that real manure? No, was that real manure? It's a movie. Stop asking me the question. Can we take your picture? Come on, look mean. Would you call my friend a butthead on his answering machine? Hey, questions, questions, just fill my head. I went to my doctor. My doctor said, hey, what does a key grip do? Set up lights. What does the best boy do? Help the key grip. What does a producer do? I don't know. Stop asking me the question. Do you all hang out together? No, we don't. How's Crispin Glover? Never talk to him. Back to the Future 4. Not happening. Stop asking me the question. Hey, who's the nicest famous guy you know? Adam Sandler. Who is the biggest jerk? Gary Busey. How much money do you make? More than you do. So stop asking me the question. Thanks a lot, everybody. Thanks for coming out. God bless.
Fakeologist.com. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. The greatest website I've ever found. Fakeologist.com. Over and out.
Hi, this is Java Ring, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.